So, you know, it's maybe a little World War III this weekend. Maybe not. I'm sure Joe and Kamala between them can handle it.
Confidence is not high, Tara.
Well, here's what Putin's saying, and this is not getting a lot of play in America, and it really should. The Ukraine side of it is, but not the Putin side. Putin is warning because, you know, the U.S. and the U.K. are the only ones who can fire those long-range missiles into Russia, the ones that we swore, the Biden administration swore we would never give them, and then once we gave them to them, we would never fire. They can't fire them themselves. The Ukrainians can't. They need our launch codes. They need our satellites. They need our targeting. And Putin knows the deal. Only the U.S. and U.K. can fire these. And he's warned he will fire back. That is what he is saying. Not at Ukraine, but at those who are instrumental in firing and targeting the weapons. NATO, the U.K., and yes, the U.S. So I just hope everybody realizes what we're talking about here. If Blinken, who is a bumbling idiot, announces, yeah, long-range missiles, sure, why not? This is not how NATO works. NATO is not supposed to start wars. NATO, we are bound to reciprocate should Russia attack one of our fellow NATO countries. I think that's stupid, but okay, we're in NATO. We're bound to reciprocate. I think we should rethink NATO and do it on a case-by-case basis. Again, I got no problem with a potentially civilization-ending war with Russia, Lee. I would just like to know why I'm in it and why we're starting it. If they're at our border, if they hit Alaska with a missile, okay, it's on. Unfortunately, if they hit Poland with a missile, because of the NATO agreement, it's also on. But this is us menacing Russia. And what I'm hoping is that Politico and Axios have it wrong, that he's not going to announce this weekend. There is no reason for this. Long-range missile strikes inside Russia, and Putin's not fooled. He knows this is not Ukraine. They don't have the missiles. We gave them to them. They don't have the satellites. We would let them use them. They don't have the ability to acquire the target. We do. The only thing that they're going to use a Ukrainian finger to mash the button. This is us launching long-range missiles into Russia. This is just madness. But again, I hope, Lee, that maybe this was just Blinken and whoever's running the Biden administration, because it's clearly not Harris or Biden, just testing the waters, chumming the waters, seeing how America would feel about a little World War III. And I hope they get the message it's not cool.
There's a lot at stake here. There is so much going on internationally that this nation is, and I mean the American electorate, the American media, are not paying any attention to. There are so many situations, whether you're talking about Ukraine, whether we're talking about the seven-front war that Israel is fighting right now, whether you're talking about the situation with China and the South China Sea and what's going on and the U.S. and our allies involved in that, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, Philippines, all of that situation there, what's going on in Africa, the U.S. military still with troops in Iraq and Syria. Nobody seems to be paying any attention, but, you know.
Texter writes, good morning, Tara. A few months ago, the Democrats were talking about an October surprise by Russia. They look like they're instigating that surprise. Yes, I actually still have this article. In the second I saw it, I was like, they said, oh, you know, Russia might be planning an October surprise to try to get Trump elected. The mainstream media was saying that. I said, oh, you mean the FBI is planning a false flag to blame on Russia.
Or maybe the State Department, Defense Department and NATO. You know, who knows?
Here it is. Are Russia and North Korea planning an October surprise that aids Trump? It was back in May. So, I saved that. It's been sitting right here on my desk ever since because I was like, okay, so I should go ahead and pencil that in. They're planning an October surprise.
Well, today's September 13th. So.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile.
Nice transition there.
Meanwhile, as David Muir falsely, it's pretty bad when the moderator gets into the debate. When the moderators watch Trump speeches and Trump debates to prep for debating him when they're only supposed to moderate.
Now we need a moderator for the moderators.
We do. And pre-plan their fake fact checks. David Muir said that, you know, there's not been any of this violence against animals, you know, in Springfield. Well, now all the videos coming out. The woman who ate the cat in the driveway, it turns out, is not from Springfield. She's from Canton. She's an American citizen. She's not Haitian. However, this has been going on for months. This is from back in August before the Springfield County Commission.
That's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like,
you know what's really interesting about this, Lee? This is a guy with a very popular Instagram channel in Springfield. He's speaking to the commission. This is back in August. And he's warning them, my videos of what these Haitians are doing are getting thousands and thousands of views. You've got to address this. You can't let this continue.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun. Because I see what's going on in these streets. And I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits. And like, and I'm getting out here every day. And I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I feel like, I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. That you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really need, like, that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them, like...
Geese too. A lot of the footage people have of that comes from his channel. But David Muir said it was, this is not happening, denied reality, essentially. Here's another woman talking to the same commission.
And let me be clear, this is not about race. This is about people being given the privilege of coming here from another country and having no respect for our people, our land, or our life's work. People living their life here the way they did in Haiti, angry, stealing, polluting, living in filth, and acting like animals. These are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside, and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop.
Okay, that was from back in July. So this has been going on in Springfield for a very long time. And it's what happens when you dump 15 to 20,000 Haitians who are poor, who are illiterate, many of them, and who, according to the UK Daily Mail, their coverage of this, Lee, have received little to no health care in their lives.
That is the big picture real issue here. And there's the distraction going on about the, you know, the cats and dogs thing.
Yes.
Whatever. Fine. But everything starting with the ducks and geese and all the way up to this. And of course, and when we've talked about this before, an 11-year-old child there is dead because a Haitian caused a collision with a school bus that killed an 11-year-old child and injured 20 students.
And... I've got so much. I've got a 911 call about guys walking off with geese, four Haitians with four geese. And this is what the locals are saying. Look, we want to be welcoming to immigrants, but we can't handle 20,000, and we can't handle people that are not acclimated to our culture. And people who've come from, quite frankly, really, really terrible situations where they're used to feeding themselves from pets and wildlife because they have to.
And this is what happens. These are the consequences of the actions, the immigration and border policies of the current administration. These are the consequences. And this is just one town in this country, one town.
And I'm just getting started. I mean, I could do this all 4 hours today if I wanted to. I've got so much audio. Here's Kamala Harris bragging about this.
That is why also Starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
Yeah, but if you're gonna, you want to support them, you don't just dump them in Springfield and say, good luck, guys. Now, Springfield is having to sue to get the funds to deal with this. The governor is demanding billions of dollars to deal with this, and he's had to send state troopers into Springfield to try to manage the chaos. So when she says we need to support them, what she means is we need to just dump them wherever and let the locals deal with it. By the way, it's a Republican state, so who cares?
Well, the Republican governor is chiming in. Well, barely Republican.
DeWine
is not much. Barely Republican. Yeah. But anyway, he is chiming in there, sending in the Highway Patrol to try and do something about the traffic situation, and sending about another $2.5 million in there to try to assist the town with the needs that are going on within the medical system there and the education system and the legal system.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, did the governor of Ohio say this was not happening? No, that was the governor of Colorado.
Yeah, in rural Colorado. That's not going on. Yeah.
Who it turns out was lying. By the way, unbelievable investigative story from City Journal. $2.8 billion with a B given to nonprofit charities in Colorado and especially around Aurora to locate the Venezuelan migrants, tens of thousands of them. And so that's why you're getting what you're getting out of Aurora, too. These are people, again, this is the problem, Lee, okay, with the Haitians and the Venezuelans. Those are, Haiti's government has collapsed, okay? Venezuela's government does not cooperate with us. They're hostile. We can't background check who we're taking off these planes.
No.
We don't know if we've taken the head of the cannibal gang. We cannot check criminal records. We don't know who they are. We're just loading them on, bringing them in, and dumping them.
Well, you're assuming that our government at this point is actually trying to vet these people, and they're not. They're not.
No, I think they don't want a record anywhere of who they're taking.
Exactly. I mean, they couldn't if they wanted to, but I don't even think they want to at this point.
I don't either. And so what do? You go to Middle America somewhere and you dump these people. It's not fair to anybody involved.
Exactly. And I was just fixing to say, it's not fair to the people that are coming here, and it's not fair to the people who are already here.
Yep. Do you believe in Freudian slips? You ever done one yourself? I have. It's embarrassing, isn't it? When you accidentally say what you actually think. I can't show you the look on Tim Walz's face, her vice presidential candidate, when he said this. There's a big pause, though. He just kept going, which I guess is the best thing to do when you make a verbal gaffe like this. And for Democrats, as we often emphasize, gaffes are when they accidentally tell the truth. And Tim Walz kind of did this week when he called Kamala Harris a young prostitutor.
Because this started, and I love this story, as a young prostitutor, Kamala Harris talked about going in that courtroom for the first time.
Did you hear him catch himself? Oh, my gosh.
As a young prostitutor.
As a young prostitutor. Oh, I wish I could show you his face. It's radio, so I'll have to just describe it for you. Why might he have made this verbal gaffe yesterday? Went viral on X, where there's real things. Why might he have made this gaffe this particular week? Headline. Kamala Harris questioned if she's daughter of boyfriend and future San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown in cringy resurfaced clip. Now, this clip resurfaced this week and made the rounds. In it, she appears with Willie Brown as his date. He writes about dating her in his book, so it's very well documented. The kind of problem with it is he was still married to his wife, but taking Kamala to public functions. Anyway, in the clip, she looks embarrassed when somebody asks, because everybody knew this in the political circles, that they were openly dating, sleeping together, and, you know, his wife was still his wife. Isn't it weird this isn't being talked about by the media? I mean, aside from the New York Post. But everybody's talking about it online. Yeah. They want you to know all about Trump's escapades, but hers, no, not a fair topic. In fact, that's sexist. Okay. Anyway, New York Post recaps this for a couple of reasons. Number one, again, she's running around with him on his wife. In public, two public events. They weren't like going to the drugstore on a weekend. They got caught. This is a public event he was at. He was a kingmaker in California. He got her a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar job sitting on a commission she was not qualified to sit on, and then helped propel her through that in the 1990s into her job, ultimately as Attorney General of the state of California. So he's now 90. He's still alive, and he writes very frankly, he doesn't seem to like her much, writes very frankly about her in his biography. She's 59. He's now 90. She was a young prosecutor in the Alameda County District Attorney's Office. Again, he was a married man and Speaker of the California State Assembly at the time. Backed her campaigns, got her funded, gave her an endorsement, and boosted her, shall we say, at a very rapid rate of speed into a position that most political observers and Brown himself agree she never would have won had she not been sleeping with him when he wasn't with his wife. Anyway, I just think it's really funny that that went viral again this week. There's no way Tim Walz missed it, right? And he made this verbal gaffe.
Because this started, and I love this story, as a young prosecutor, Kamala Harris talked about going in that courtroom for the first time.
As a young prostitute.
As a young prostitutor.
Hey, look, if this was a Republican woman, think Lauren Boebert, think Marjorie Taylor Greene, this would be fair game. I mean, it's all they'd be ramming down your throat. But it's Kamala Harris, so we're not allowed to speak of it, except in the pages of the New York Post. And only then, until they censor them again, like they did over the Hunter Biden laptop. Okay. Meanwhile, do you remember when Trump said this? And folks, you know what's really sticking in my craw this week? I mean, do you know how many women have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants? How many people have just been straight up murdered by illegal immigrants? The bloodshed, the carnage, just a lot of it. America did not care until Trump talked about dogs, cats, and ducks being murdered. So ironic. I'll have more on this coming up next. That will mean war, says Vladimir Putin. No, he's not going to hit Ukraine back with a long-range missile if we hit him with one that we launch from Ukraine using our satellites, our missiles, our coordinate finding ability, and our launch codes. Putin saying, I'm not going to be fooled by that because you have some poor Ukrainian hit to mash the button. He says he'll hit back, and not in Ukraine, but in our nation. He's talking to the UK and the US. This harebrained idea that the Biden-Harris, who the hell knows, administration came up with, or whoever actually runs the country, because let's not kid ourselves, it's neither of them. That's who we'd actually be electing. That, hey, like, why don't we just do some things we said we'd never do? We'll just go ahead and give the Ukrainians the long-range missiles, and we'll help them launch them. Only the UK and the US have these long-range missiles, by the way, and the satellite ability to launch them. Ukrainians don't have any of it. They're just being used for cover while these idiot neocons in Washington, I guess, tell themselves, well, he'll just hit Ukraine. Who cares if some of them die? He'd never hit us. Yes, he will, he's saying. Putin is saying, yes, I will. I will hit your... I'm not going to be fooled with the Ukraine thing. I'm going to hit you. Don't hit us. Don't hit us. And he's even been clear, long-range missiles are a whole new game. And I love it. You know, his statement is very interesting. He's saying, look, you guys have already sent drones. You've bombed us in other ways. And he's not talking about Ukraine. He's talking about us. Don't cross this line. Okay. Look, there's still time to save civilization. We could just, you know what I mean? And what I'm hoping is that our harebrained Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who's supposed to announce the gifting of the long-range missiles with the launch codes to the Ukrainians so they can hit inside, deep inside Russia. I'm hoping that this was just the test run and that people are so appalled he backs off of going into World War III this weekend. But who the hell knows? Folks, these people won't just ruin our lives. They cannot get another 4 years. We are talking about civilizational suicide, potentially. We're talking about American lives for a war we have no right to be in. Now, if Putin were to strike Poland, who's a fellow NATO member, we would be, according to our NATO treaty, then we would have to defend them. This stupid argument, they might hit NATO. They might hit Poland. Russia might hit Poland. And Russia might do a lot of things. And monkeys might fly out of Putin's butt. I don't know. But they have it. So we don't need to launch long-range missiles at Russia. That's cuckoo. That's crazy stuff. But it's the war they've been trying to get into with Russia, as I've described for you here, since 2012. They thought they'd hold the Russia war in Syria and that country would get torn up, but we'd be fine. Hillary, you remember, wanted to put a no-fly zone over Syria where Russian troops were so that she could get into an air war with Russia there, but it didn't work out because she lost and Trump won. In fact, remember when she was asked in that debate, hey, what's the first thing you do as president? Like the first day you're sworn in, what do you do? No-fly zone over Syria. Well, how are you going to do that? That would mean going to war with Russia, our planes versus theirs. Mm-hmm. And the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was asked, hey, how do you feel about this? And he said, well, that will probably lead to World War III, but if that's what Madam President wants, we'll have to do it. It's the same thing they're trying to do right now. Except the new address is Ukraine. Or maybe it just won't happen this weekend. Maybe this is just a trial balloon. It was floated earlier in the week by Axios and now being floated by Politico. They seem to think it's a great idea. Hey, let's just fire some missiles at Russia. They'll be totally cool with it. Do you think Russia would be totally cool with it? We'll find out. Or we can just not do this. That would be a smarter thing. We can just not do this. But this administration never does the smart thing. Okay. You know what really gets my goat this week? How many poor women have been raped, brutalized by illegal immigrants? How many drivers have been killed by drunk illegal immigrants? How many people have been murdered and sex abused by drunk immigrants? And sober ones, too, of the illegal stripe. Donald Trump has spent a lot of time trying to get people's attention, saying things like this.
Last year, almost half of all ICE arrests were criminal aliens charged for more than 33,000 assaults, 3,000 robberies, 6,900 burglaries, 7,500 weapons crimes. This is all migrant crime. 4,300 sex crimes, 1,600 kidnappings, and 1,700 homicides and murders. Just 1 week ago, a beautiful 22-year-old nursing student from Georgia was barbarically attacked, almost unrecognizable, while she was out on her morning run. I spoke to her parents yesterday.
That's a lot of rape, a lot of murder, a lot of sex crimes, a lot of assaults. Trump just couldn't get traction with that. It says a lot about the American people, though, that when he said this was the top trending thing on TikTok for 2 days in a row.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Total bedlam. OMG. Way, 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 way. Yeah, he might have raped 4,000 women, killed like over 1,000 people, these illegal immigrants. But did you tell me that a pet was hurt? Did I hear that right? I mean, this is typical American now. I don't care about any of this.
Last year, almost half of all ICE arrests were criminal aliens charged for more than 33,000 assaults, 3,000 robberies, 6,900 burglaries, 7,500 weapons crimes. This is all migrant crime. 4,300 sex crimes, 1,600 kidnappings, and 1,700 homicides and murders. Just 1 week ago, a beautiful 22-year-old nursing student from Georgia.
Yeah, no one cares. Tell us about that again, though. What did you say about the pets?
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Folks, you know I have that cool new toy called Topic Pulse? I love that thing. I can see by hits, clicks, likes, and shares what the most popular, like, news stories, news articles, things like that are in the country, the top 10, 2 days in a row. 2 days! Springfield, Ohio. So people had no idea. When they heard that, they were suddenly concerned. Oh, 4,000 sex assault rape victims. I don't care about that. Did you say a duck got hurt, though? Was there a hurt duck? Was it a dog? Okay, I got to find out. And so they've gone and started Googling about Springfield, right? And it got so bad that within 48 hours, the useless, no good governor of Ohio, who claims to be a Republican, but it's not true, the useless, no good governor of Ohio had to send state troopers in to handle the Haitian situation in Springfield, where 20,000 Haitians have been dumped by Her Highness. So people cared enough to stop and Google that, enough that it, for 2 days in a row, Springfield was in the top 10 articles in the entire nation, and the governor was finally forced to react. But this just didn't move the needle.
Last year, almost half of all ICE arrests were criminal aliens charged for more than 33,000 assaults, 3,000
robberies. Yeah, I just
can't
do it again. 6,000. Anyway, now all of the desperate pleas of the people of Springfield to their county commission have begun to resurface. This is from more than a month ago. So, folks, this doesn't have anything to do with Trump. This was before the debate.
That's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them like...
Yeah, and by the way, because they are essentially asylees, they get $3,000 a month per person from the federal government and $1,000 local, which is how they can afford cars, even though many of them are illiterate and have never received medical care. Since they've never driven before, driving is a struggle, and a lot of people are being hit and hurt, including an 11-year-old child hit by a Haitian immigrant in a head-on collision with the bus. The immigrant made it, but the child died. So here's the second half of what this young man said to the Springfield Commission. I just think somebody should play this for David Muir over at ABC News so he can learn what's going on in the country. He claims that he is doing reporting it.
Y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get like a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns and they look for dope and this and that and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for like going left to center and like a couple miles over. Like, y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, mm-hmm. and y'all can take them to Sunset, and y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them. They can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting up. Bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these, and it's going to get bigger, and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a T-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here and, I'm out here before the police is. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair. I think it's crazy, bro. We got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them. That's their country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here. And if y'all just getting paid from it and then y'all ain't doing nothing about it, I think that's super weird, bro. Y'all got to stand on business. Y'all got to really, like, step up. Like, it's lame, bro. Like, for real.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was from early August. He said, y'all got to do something because I'm getting thousands of views. So people are going to find out about this. We need to get him and David Muir at ABC News together so that people can find out about this. As promised, giving away those tickets. You waited. Here's your reward. We'll take caller number 2 to 800-905-0989 for the NASCAR Cup Series duel for Roval Supremacy. Yet, you won't miss the drama of the NASCAR playoffs, Roval style. That's Sunday, October 13th at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Last two tickets of the week, giving them away right now. So the tickets will get you there for the pre-race concert, the countless driver appearances, and then they'll all get together for the 109 laps. Exhilarating racing at every turn, and you will be there for free. So this is our fifth winner this week. If you did not win, you could still buy them, you know. They are on sale now. 800-905-0989. Okay. By the way, the funniest thing, though, and I have to give Trump credit for this, everybody looked up the dogs and cats, and at least through yesterday, that was the top trending thing on TikTok. All the memes, the auto tunes. Oh, man, they were great. Listen to some of what people came up with.
The lights were bright, the stage was set, but no one knew just what we'd get.
Say, Tara, if you want to piss off a pro-abortion person, tell them you are going to abort your dog's litter before they are born. Oh, I wouldn't. They'll beat you up. Have a great weekend. We'll hopefully all be here at the end of it. Maybe. Or maybe the Biden-Harris-Biden administration will conduct World War III. I don't know. But look, enjoy yourself till then.